Allah Ta'ala, a person who's given khair, khair, your hikmat, is given khair kathir, great, great goodness. Now what is this hikmat here? The ulama of tafsir have explained three meanings. Ilmi sahih, amali sahih, ilmi sahih, fahmi sahih, which equals to amali sahih. That is what is called hikmat. And a person who has got that has been given khayr kathir. وَمَنْ يُؤْتَى الْحِكْمَةِ فَقَدْ أُوْتِيَ خَيْرًا كَثِيرًا. Great, great goodness that person has given. Now we have to see what is ilm sahih. Ilm, there is only one ilm in the whole world since ever and forever. And that is the kalam of Allah. That is ilm which is complete, absolute, which does not move one bit this way or that way, because it is from Allah. وَفَوْقَ كُلِّ ذِي عِلْمٍ عَلِيمٍ. The greatest knowledgeable is Allah Ta'ala. Allah's knowledge encompasses everything. There is no past for Allah, there is no present, there is no future. Allah is all the time. And Allah's knowledge is according to that. Allah's knowledge is so vast. There isn't a drop of water, there isn't a leaf of a tree anywhere that moves, that does anything without the knowledge of Allah. It is by the order of Allah and by the knowledge of Allah. Allah has got knowledge of the whole future, of the whole past. Allah doesn't have to click buttons in order to bring up a file. Allah doesn't have to open a filing cabinet to take out something which happened 50,000 years ago, or that is planned for 50,000 years in the future. Allah's knowledge is open in front of Allah, completely open. So that great knowledge of Allah Ta'ala, so that knowledge which Allah Ta'ala has given through Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, and which we call today the Quran Sharif, which is the knowledge of all the previous kitabs, Taurat, Zabur, Injil. So all that knowledge, and Allah has put it in the Quran Sharif, that is the only knowledge. And then the explanation of that, which is also inspired by Allah Ta'ala, which is what we call hadith, which is wahiyya ghair matlu. That is also from Allah Ta'ala, but it is not made tilawat how we read Quran Sharif, which also we should take a lesson here, that the Quran Sharif is wahiyya matlu. What does it mean matlu? That which is being recited. We should ask ourselves, do I recite Quran Sharif daily? Quran Sharif should be in our recitation daily, whether we are hafiz or not hafiz. Even if it's one ruku, one page, quarter supara, one supara, whatever it is. But Quran Sharif, the word Quran means qiraat, to be recited. So it is a kitab to be recited. So that is that Quran Sharif. Then the explanation of it is the hadith. So this is what is ilm sahih. And then that also is not still complete ilm sahih. Just the Quran and hadith, like today, Salafis say, Quran and Hadith, we must follow Quran and Hadith. But if you read the Hadith, any person who takes out his own meaning in the Hadith, فَلْيَتَبَوَّأْ مَقَدَهُ فِي النَّارِ. That person, if he takes out his own meaning, he is tafsir bil ra'y, his own opinion. And that person has to make his place in Jahannam. So what is the meaning of the Quran? What the Hadith explained. What is the meaning of the Hadith? Which the Sahaba saw and they lived with Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then, Allahu Akbar, in the time presence of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were given permission to have majlis. And they had their own majlis in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Exactly like what we got, what we call in our khanqa tariqa, the Shaykh gives a person ijazat, he makes his majlis. This was present in the time, and we read in the hadith, many places, kunna fi majlisi fulan, kunna fi majlisi fulan, fa atana rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam kept a check on the majalis also. So that also we find. So anyway, so that what the sahaba understood, what the meaning of the Quran is, that is ilm sahih. And then that which came chain by chain right to us today, that is ilm sahih. And if we just go on the computer, we go to Makkah Sharif, Medina Sharif, we buy translation of Bukhari Sharif, we study that translation, and we take out our own meaning, We take the Quran Sharif, we take out our, we set 5-6 people, what you think, what does the ayat mean? What you think, alright, now we come to a consensus, that is not at all ilm-e sahih. That is bilkul ilm-e ghalat, wrong knowledge. What that, which has come down like that, to just give you one broad example, if your father is sleeping at night after Isha, or lying down on his bed, you can see he's going to sleep now, and he calls you, Muhammad, bring me water. How will you take water for him? In what will you take water? In a glass. Don't be shy. In a glass you will take water. Sunday morning, he's standing by his car outside in the yard. His sleeves are folded up. And he shouts, Muhammad, bring me water. Now in what will you take water? In a bucket. You understand? You can see the situation. Now a person who reads afterwards, after 1400 years, that bring me water, and he doesn't know the situation, perhaps he will take a bucket of water for the father when he's going to be sleeping. Now you have to drink from a bucket of water. Mm-hmm. And when you want to wash his car, then you'll perhaps make the interpretation, must go with a glass of water. So who can understand, who tell us exactly? Only the person who was prepared, who was mawjood, who was present there. In one hadith it comes that do not water the farm of somebody else with your water. Do not water somebody's farm. So one muhaddith, a muhaddith also got knowledge of hadith. The person that we really have to follow is a faqih, a person who has got faqahat. Faqahat is not only knowledge, understanding of deen. That is a person. So a muhaddith refused to give water to somebody else. So they said, come in a hadith, you mustn't give water to somebody else's farm. So the faqih explained what this means. That if a woman is expecting and she got her talaq, they don't marry her until her iddat is wadai hamal, until her baby is born. And if you marry her before that, while she, the baby is still within her, you'll be watering somebody else's farm. That is what it means. Now if we don't have this understanding, we will think it's about the farm. Or perhaps we will a person who doesn't know about plumbing, about electricity, and he takes a book about plumbing and electricity, and he reads there about the female socket and the male socket. His mind will go somewhere else. There the meaning is something else. So ilm-e sahih is that. So that is what is ilm-e sahih. So what we have got, and in our madaris, Allah give our akabir, our aslaf, great, great rewards. In our madaris, what is being taught, and the sunnah, the true sunnah, is not the one that you passed exams and now you got graduate, but the ustad who gives you a sunnah, I studied under so and so. Under so and so. Tell Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the true ilm. And that is the true and correct sunnah. And this ilm, a silsila which Allah has blessed us with, no matter how much shukr we make, is not enough. For example, see, all of you must be remembering, we had this Mu'tamar, the convention in Azadwal in January, beginning of the year. What was this Mu'tamar? It was first, by who was it arranged? By one Sheikh Muhyiddin, who is from Medina Sharif. The son of a very great alim, Sheikh Awwama, who is the student of a very great alim, Sheikh Abdul Fattah Abu Ghudda, rahimahumullah. So, an Arab alim, not we, and where from? From Saudi, where in Saudi, in Medina Sharif, they organized this Mu'tamar. And for what reason did he organize it? And I was doubtful of having it, but when he gave me this reason, then it made sense to me, and I accepted, though there were other few negative things, but it overruled all those negative things. That our ulama, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi, rahmatullah alayh. You have heard the name Maulana Qasim Nanotvi? Who is he? Okay, where's Diyoban? Any idea? India, Pakistan, Bangladesh, India. The founder of Darul Uloom, and who is the father of Ulama-i Deoband. So he said, I want the Arab Ulama and other Ulama of the world, who he was inviting, they must see who is Maulana Qasim Nanotvi and who the ulama of Deoband are. They are so impressed. We don't even know who our ulama are. But the Arab ulama, not some Indonesian alims, they said, or Malaysians, or somebody from Bangladesh, or anywhere in the world, Sudan. So they are great ulama in the whole world of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jamaat. But they were impressed with the ulama of Deoband. And he wanted the Arab ulama particularly, and the ulama of the world generally, to see what their mawqif, what is the stand of Islam and Deen, because he is convinced this most correct understanding of Deen today in the world, the ulama of Deoband have been blessed. And not only that, the most khidmat of Deen is also being done by the ulama of Deoband. Abdullah ibn Subayyil, rahimahullah, you have heard his name? The old Imam of Makkah Sharif. He has passed away now. One alim of Deoband was invited by him. They were having meals together. And then two alims from Riyadh, Arab alims, came. And good habit of the Arabs, Allah has spread the sunnats in the whole ummah. Somebody have got certain of them, somebody others. Arabs have got this very great quality that whenever somebody come, ta'aruf, introduction. I'm this so-and-so, or I'm so-and-so from here, introducing. There is a sunnah also, very important. So when he came, all introduced themselves. When this alim introduced that I'm from England, from India, and I'm a graduate of Deoband, those two alims started off on a tangent. That all this India alims and India Muslims are all mushriks. They worship Qabr. Qabr Pujari, they make shirk, and they make taqleed, they follow, that is shirk, they follow Imam Abu Hanifa, we must follow Quran and Hadith. They went on. So Abdullah ibn Subayyil, the old man who experienced knowledge, everything, school, and calmly asked them, you people ever went to India? They said, no, we didn't go. He said, I went, and I've met with these people, and I've seen them from inside out. These people are 100 tawheedis, muwahids. The Tawheed belief of the Tawheed is 100% correct. And the Aqeedah of Nabuwat and the love of Sunnat and the love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they far surpass us. And he himself is a Salafi. But not that type of Salafi who's got enmity and who runs down people and makes everyone else kafir and all that. Not that type. So he had great praises for the ulama of Deoband. And not only that, he said that 2/3 of the dini khidmat, service of the Muslims in the world, is being done by ulama at Deoband. And not only that, he said 2/3 of the ummah are Hanafis. He said if you people, those Arab alims, who are those staunch like Salafis, you want to declare the Hanafis as mushriks and out of the fold of Islam, then there will be no ummah left also. So this is that ilm sahih which our ulama have given us. And so this is what we are acquiring here, ilm sahih. And with that, this fahm sahih, that knowledge of Quran and Hadith and the correct understanding of it, not the wrong understanding of it. Today, how many? For example, in Surah Safat, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ لَإِبْرَاهِيمِ. Shia is group. The Shia say they want group, so they are Shias. And of the group of the whole, before that is about Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, clearly. And then it's about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, clearly. So this clearly refers to from the group of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, from the group of Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the father of mankind. Is Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the father of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam. But what they make translation, the Shias, وَإِنَّ مِنْ شِيَعَتِهِ, where they came and fit in Hazrat Ali's name. From his group, the group of Ali, is Ibrahim alayhi salam. How he comes, and if we talking, I'm talking to you, you talking to me, we discussing, and I said you, he, she, is somebody we talking about. But where they bring Hazrat Ali to fit in, they say from the group of Ali is Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And then what a terrible meaning comes out, that Ali is more senior and superior than the father of all the Anbiya also. And that Ibrahim alayhi salam is one member of the group of Ali. What a kufriya thing they take out. So all that, you use your own mind. That is where all deviated. Whether it's the Shias, whether it's the Salafis, Qadianis, Barelvis, own meaning. We have to take that meaning which has come down. That is Fahm Sahih of the Quran. And no matter how much we, all of you, make shukr, yeah, that the our madaris that are run in this pattern, they are the madaris where that ilm is sahih and the fahm is sahih is given. And the barakat of it, Allahu Akbar. I just came back now from Kenya and Tanzania. And there are also a lot of influence of Salafis, etc. But see, what came in my heart, Allah put in my heart in the Safar. Darul Uloom Dioban was established about almost 200 years ago, 175 years ago roughly. The barakat of Darul Uloom, it didn't only produce ulama. It produced Darul Ulooms, not only in India, in the whole world. This Darul Uloom is barakat of Darul Uloom Dioban. All our Darul's in South Africa, in India, in Pakistan, the whole world. And the whole world, America you go, Malaysia you go, Australia you go, Thailand you go, wherever you go, there are Darul Uloom which are the daughters of Darul Uloom Dioban. Darul Uloom Dioban did not only produce ulama, not only Darul Ulooms. Darul Uloom Dioban produced the whole Tabligh Jamaat. Maulana Muhammad Ilyas rahmatullah alayhi is a product of Darul Uloom. And we see the work of Jamaat, mashallah, how lot Islah is taking place in the world. Darul Uloom Dioban has produced Maulana Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah, who has given us the tasawwuf in the true sense of it. Not the tasawwuf which some people believe. What is the tasawwuf? Many people, you hear, if even we as ulama, if we hear that Maulana Hassan Saab is flying in the air, we say, oh, what a great buzzard. Everyone from the whole world will come and make ziyarat. But flying in the air is no buzzard. A fly also flies. If it was such a great karamat to fly in the air, then you must go to a fly and say, Mr. Fly or Mrs. Fly, you make me bayat, you such a great buzzard, you fly in the air. Or Mr. Bird or Mrs. Bird. Or to walk on the water, we hear somebody, oh, what a buzzard, he walks on the water. But the fish swims in the water. So that is no buzurgi. Buzurgi is what Maulana Thanvi said, there isn't one ayat, one hadith of the Quran in which there isn't a tasawwuf. But the people don't understand the soul. They make the soul of, you see some colors, you get some smells, or some karamats, or all that. No. The soul of is only this, that your ma'lumat, what you know, becomes ma'mulat. You practice on it. Which our Shaykh said in a very beautiful way, rahmatullah alayh, ke ilm ko amal mein convert karo. Convert the knowledge you got into amal. Put it into practice. That is all what the tasawwuf is. To get that ability that what we have learned, we practice upon it. That is what is the tasawwuf. So this is what Allah gave through Maulana Thanvi. Darul Uloom Dioban, the fight against Qadianism. Maulana Ashraf Ali, Maulana Allama Kashmiri, Anwar Shah Kashmiri, rahmatullah alayhi. In the political field, Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani, to fight the British in jihad, Shaykhul Hind rahmatullah alayh. All this is from Darul Uloom Dioban. At the same time Darul Uloom was established, Aligarh Muslim University was established. And what was produced by Aligarh Muslim University? Atheists were produced. Then when Tabligh Jamaat got in, they changed the whole picture again. But otherwise, atheists were being... The niyat was very good of Sir Sayyid Ahmad, that to produce Muslim doctors, Muslim engineers. At his niyat was very good. Like all the Muslim schools, the niyat is basically good. But the result you can't get. Because that tariqah is not right. So that was produced by Aligarh Muslim University. Then from there, at the same time, if you go and see, there was Azhar, which is in Cairo, over 1,000 years old. How long before Darul Uloom Dioban? But not one maktab of Azhar in the world you will see. And you hardly notice a product of Azhar as an alim in the world. You really don't notice also. But the ulama of Dioban, you'll find them spread out in the world. Where is South Africa? Where is Dioban? Where is America? Where is everywhere you'll find ulama of Dioban? And then, now we have Medina University. Medina University is all living on the money of the Saudi government. They sponsoring, they give the tickets, they give what and what. So people get interested in going to study there, etc. But you won't find one maktab also of Medina University in the world. And the students, while they studying to recognize them, as forget as students, as Muslims, become difficult. And when they have graduated, you don't see. And as long as the money is coming, then they do something. After that, they just on money. So what Darul Deoband has produced, no one in the world has produced. Now this is that knowledge, make shukr to Allah. You are getting that ilm sahih, the correct knowledge, with the fahm sahih also. And this now must become amal sahih, correct amal also. That is what the people want to see. By Padia, Haji Bhai Padia Rahmatullah Ali used to say, people have heard enough of Islam and read enough of Islam. They want to see Islam now. One article just came now. Somebody emailed it, one big priest in Russia, in Moscow itself. He said, the future is for the Muslims. And the reason why he gives that, he says the Muslim taxi driver, there are about 2 million Muslims in Moscow itself. He takes a Christian lady, for example, she wants to go to church. She's going to church free of charge. She wants to go to hospital free of charge. And he says the Christian taxi driver charges them and overcharges them also. So this amal is what will impress people. Just 2 days ago, this lady passed away in Azadville. She was working for 702. So the whole 702 team also came there, because they were working with them, etc. And they were so impressed with the simplicity of our janazah, how the burial is, no coffin. Otherwise for them, while you're living, you have to pay to die. You have to take out a funeral policy. Because the coffin is so, the funeral is so expensive. So you have to pay while you're living, you have to pay to die. For us, our funeral, the coffin is so simple. And then everything, and then the cool and calm. No crying, wailing, beating your chest. Oh, what happened? Ya Allah, crying and all that. Nothing like that. In fact, it is totally forbidden. Don't do all these things. So they were so impressed with the cool and calmness, the serenity at the house, at the graveyard, everything. And how many people have, just by the mayyat, the dying of a Muslim, have accepted Islam? This is what is Islam. Now, in our people, like for example, they will say that the ulama are very old-fashioned and their thoughts are very backwards and they are fanatics and they are fundamentalists and all that. But this is the things which impress them. That see, for example, this mayyat, if we want it modern time, we'll also have a mayyat with, like the Christians keep the body for 1 week, 2 weeks, have a lot of partying and all that. That won't impress anyone. This is what will impress the true Islam. So Allah give us, make shukr that Allah has given us this, and then try and maintain that properly, the true Islam which we are taught in our madaris here and in that pattern. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. Any questions? Very good students.
Very good students.
And very good Muslims. Accept everything wholeheartedly. Eh?
Anything, man? Anyone wants to ask something?
Or you want to say something? Afterwards you'll talk, isn't it?
Afterwards I'll talk, yeah.
In your own circles. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم. اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى السلام.
Now comes the next very very eager step of salah, which is ruku. Now this sabak is with regard to ruku, that is bowing down, our ruku, our qawma, that is after ruku when you come up and you stand up, and your sujood, that is sajda. What is the reality of this? And when a person knows this, now see why. You have did a cause in marifat. The more you learn about Allah, the more you recognize the greatness of Allah, how kind is Allah, what are the mercies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, what are the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala just wants to distribute. Allah ta'ala just wants to give and fill us with all His unlimited mercies. When a person now going to the climax of an action, no, you work towards the climax of the action. So beautifully it has been taught in the Ayat of Qur'an-i Kareem, our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shah Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has taught us, which we learned from our Honorable Illustrious Shaykh. And as I mentioned from the very onset, this is not my bayan in any way whatsoever. These are all the bayans of our Honorable Illustrious Unity grow and it's increasing. Like hijrat, hijr, sometimes you separated, you want to go meet your beloved, but you can't manage. Many people, how far they are, they want to come here for itikaf in the presence of the Honorable Shaykh, but they can't. This absence, then the moment you get that opportunity, and then it just increases that love, and read namaz in this way, كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى, as even this is ihsan. In the early days it was called ihsan, now we say tasawwuf. In other words, to gain the marifat of Allah in such a way, as if you are seeing Allah Ta'ala. If you haven't realized it, then know very well Allah is seeing me. So as you progress in your salah, you'll realize.